So we're going to start out praying how Jesus taught us to pray, Matthew 6 and 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are God of all in heaven and earth, Lord. You're bigger than all of us. Father God, you are a wonderful, magnificent God that would be bigger than everything and yet concerned about our little things. So God, we just thank you for being God of everything, creator of everything, and still being concerned about little bitty us. We're important to you, God. You stepped out and created earth and placed us on it so that you could enjoy us. God, you created us so you can live through us. You can enjoy our lives. You can enjoy our marriages, our children. You can enjoy our heritage. You said that our children are your heritage. You can enjoy us watching us grow from a seed to a tree. You can just enjoy that. And it is your choice, Father God, to make that your pleasure. And we thank you, God. We thank you that we are your pleasure. We thank you that you are pleased with watching us. We thank you that you are pleased with loving us. We thank you, God, that you are pleased when we accept you and magnify you and walk with you. God, we thank you. You are God of everything. You are the one true God that we acknowledge with our prayer. Your name is worthy to be hallowed and praised. All that we have. All that we have and ever hope to have comes from you. You are worthy to be worshiped and praised forever and ever. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we do not pray against your will, but we agree with your will for our lives and our prayers. You're great, God, and your kingdom desire is what we long for. So give us your will that it may be done by us in accordance to your plan in heaven for us. And give us this day our daily bread, just as you rain down manna from heaven to feed your people in the wilderness. We ask for your provision for us daily. Father God, this is becoming more and more real as prices get higher and food gets more and more contaminated. Father God, we need your provision for us. Protect us, our food supply, God, our water supply, what we need, God. We saw you do that even with Egypt, how one part of Egypt, well, was being punished. Well, all of Egypt was being punished while one part was being sustained. So, Father, we know you're capable of it, that you will continue to be our provider and grant us what we need. We ask for need, not greed, that we will have sustenance according to your will for us. In Jesus' name. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. There is no forgiveness for our sins if we do not forgive others, God. So Lord, help us to not hold anyone in contempt, so that we may not be held to our transgressions. We forgive all that have wronged us, and we pray for them. We pray that they can forgive us if we have wronged them. We take accountability, God, for our actions, and we pray that we can be forgiven by them. So, Lord, let the forgiving power of the blood of Jesus wash us deep within, that we may be clean before you. And lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. Keep our way, Lord, that we steer clear of all temptation and sins that easily beset us. Guide our path so that we will not find ourselves in positions of compromise or failure. Deliver us from all evil, Lord, and the hands of those that mean evil for us. Keep us walking straight in your care so that we will not fall. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So we're going to start praying now for this event. We're going to pray against bondage. We're going to pray for freedom for those. And get that event in your mind, the people that are there in your mind, the people that are coming, the people that are traveling, the people that will be in that place. We want freedom from bondage on that night. Father God, we pray for freedom over every listener and partaker of the Truth Behind Hip Hop 15. And we believe that you will weaponize this message, God. Make it one of your mighty weapons to loose shackles, pull down strongholds, and cast down imaginations. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God." So God, we are praying for mighty weapons right now that are in your arsenal that could come, God, to pull down strongholds that are in people, strongholds that are in mindsets, strongholds that are in hearts. Father God, cast down imaginations, evil thoughts, evil desires. Father God, even believe in things that are not true, misunderstandings, cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God, we pray right now that every thought will be brought to the obedience of you as they learn and receive this information. And God, we pray for freedom from the bondage of erroneous doctrine. There is so much erroneous doctrine right now, given the internet and social media. So many things that people are doubting, things that people are believing, things that people are receiving that are not true. So we pray, Father God, that through this message, when you shine this light, that they will be free from the bondage of erroneous doctrines, false beliefs, and all forms of heresy. In Jesus' name, God, we pray for freedom against bondage of the 5% doctrine, Father God, Black Hebrew Israelite doctrine. God, we pray against the deception of that. Father God, we pray against that movement, Father God, that would even invade a Christian event to just get publicity. And as it received publicity, Father God, I had so many ministers and preachers and pastors sending it to me with questions, questioning the validity of this demonic doctrine of Black Hebrew Israelites. So God, we just pray against that erroneous doctrine, antinomianism, Scientology, Yoruba, New Age, paganism, Kemet, Black liberation theology, Negroland doctrine, Gnosticism, knowledge of self, polytheism, Wicca, Zionism, Mormonism, Seventh-day Adventists, and law keepers, and all other beliefs that defy the written word of God. Father God, we will stand and pray for freedom for those that are in bondage to any of these doctrines, God, that latched onto them because of their feelings, because of their emotional disposition. Father God, we stand against anything that defies the written word of God. Galatians 1 and 9, as we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. So Father God, we stand against anyone preaching any of these doctrines that are false according to the written word of God. And Father, we pray that all emotional bondage and racial mindsets be destroyed. Racism and prejudice and accusation. accusations, accusing the white man and all of these things. Father God, we pray against that emotional bondage. And we speak freedom right now over everyone that will attend this event, that their eyes will be open, that they will have a good understanding of your intent for skin color, what skin color is even is, and why man is using it as a social construct. Father God, we pray that the racial mindsets, men that are standing constantly promoting racism, Father God, that that mindset be destroyed and freedom come in Jesus' name. God, you see us all the same. Father God, we are all your children, no matter what color, no matter what skin color, no matter what it is. Father God, it's about the color of our blood. And because Jesus died and shed his blood, he welcomes all men from all colors, all races, all creeds, all people. Romans 8 and 15, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Adoption of anyone that asks to be a part of the kingdom. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for that. Hallelujah. And we're praying against unforgiveness and praying for forgiveness. Lord, we pray that what is taught, what is preached, what is received on Saturday and Sunday will soften the hearts of those that are carrying unforgiveness. Father God, many are sick. Father God, many are growing weary. Many are suicidal because they are carrying unforgiveness. So we pray, Father God, that you will soften hearts. Hearts that have been hardened for years towards something someone did or said to them. Father God, we pray that that be released because of the healing power of your word through this message, God. Ezekiel 36 and 26 says, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh or a soft heart. So, Father God, give us all soft hearts. Soften our hearts, God, for forgiveness, Father God, that we will forgive. For unforgiveness, Father God, that we will forgive. Soften our hearts so we'll even be sensitive to those that come that are in need, Father God. Give us the heart of flesh. And let this message, let the message remind all that are believers in your forgiveness for our sins to forgive others the same way. The mercy we give is the mercy we will receive. And we all need your mercy, God. We need your mercy. We are not better than anyone. We need your mercy. We are all one sin away from being a sinner. We need your mercy, Lord. So the forgiveness we give is the forgiveness we will receive. The Amplified version of Matthew 7 and 2 says, for just as you judge and criticize and condemn others, you will be judged and criticized and condemned. And in accordance with the measure you use to deal out to others, it will be dealt out again to you. So, Father, give us what we want from you. Give us more mercy that we can give it to others, and be merciful, Father God, so that we can obtain more mercy. And no matter how long it's been, we pray that forgiveness will be granted. Father God, no matter how long people have held on to it, we pray that they would grant forgiveness. Father God, no matter how long we've held on to unforgiveness, Father God, help us to grant forgiveness. Help us to grant it, Lord. And we pray that on Saturday and Sunday, forgiveness be given and received in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. How dare we carry unforgiveness when the Christian walk is made possible because we were forgiven. How dare we carry unforgiveness when Jesus gave his life and prayed for our forgiveness? Mark 11:25, and when ye stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, if you got a problem with anybody, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Hallelujah. And we want to finally pray against offenses and pray for peace. Lord, we pray that those that are offended will be set free from their offense. We pray that those that are offended, maybe you know people, maybe they're in your family, maybe they're in your home. But Father God, we pray that they will be set free from this operative of the enemy, which is an offense. Let the words that are spoken remedy their self-hatred and free them from the trap of being offended. Matthew 11:6 says, and blessed is he who shall not be offended in me. So Father, even reveal an offense. If there is one that we have unknowingly, God, reveal that offense, that problem with another, that problem with a person, that problem with a mother or a father, sister, brother, husband, wife, children, wherever it's coming from, God, pastor, teacher, preachers, that problem, Father God, show us that offense. Reveal that offense and let this message speak to that on Saturday and Sunday so that we can be free from it in Jesus' name. And we want to be blessed. Blessed is he who shall not be offended in me. And God, we pray that all offenses will be challenged by the word that is spoken during this message, and all that carry offense will be set free from its snare. We pray that all offenses will be challenged by the word that is spoken during this message, and all that carry offense will be set free from its snare. No matter what happened to them or what was done against them, we pray that the peace of God would rule them and settle their offense in Jesus' name. Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Rule means let it be in charge. That means that there is no offense. That means that there is no longer an ought. That means that there is no longer a way, feeling a way against anyone when the peace of God rules your heart. So let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. So we pray for the peace of God. Come Saturday, come Sunday, that the peace of God will rule where there was once bitterness, where there was once hatred, where there was once malice, where there was once envy and jealousy. God, where there was once an offense, we pray that your peace will rule in that heart. And we pray that peace will be made with their offenders, God. Those that have offended, we pray that peace be made and peace will be established within them. God, mend relationships. Mend that relationship between that husband and that wife. Mend that relationship between that father and that son, that father and that daughter, Father God. No matter what happened, mend that relationship between that mother and that daughter, that mother and that son. God, fix relationships between cousins and aunts and uncles and grandparents. Father God, fix our families in the name of Jesus so we don't carry offenses and these offenses change the way we respond to you, God. Matthew 5:9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. And Father, we pray these things in advance, believing that you're going to give us these things on Saturday. And these things will be accomplished in Jesus. And you, God, you know who's going to be there. You know who's making their way there. So we are praying in advance, believing that these things will be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Call on the name of Jesus. There's power to heal in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Whenever we speak his name, things begin to change. There's power in the name of the Lord. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Whenever we speak his name, things begin to change. There's power in the name of the Lord. There's power in the name, power to heal. There's healing in the name of Jesus. So whenever we call his name, right now things begin to change. There's healing in the name of the Lord. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. Whenever we speak his name, lives begin to change. Salvation in the name of the Lord. Jesus is not the alternative, but he's the answer for all the problems of the world. Yes, there's power in the name of the Lord. Still today, there's power in the name of the Lord. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's still power in the name. The answer is the same, it's Jesus. And whenever we call his name, we just believe things begin to change. Whenever we speak his name, we know lives begin to change. Whenever we sing his name, things begin to change. Whenever we pray in his name, things begin to change. There's power in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 We're not going to let social media make us think that the devil is anything more than what God made. God is the true and living God. We're not afraid of demons and devils and darkness. All of that is perpetrating a fraud. We serve the true and the living God, the real God, the God that created everything, and the God that can stop and start anything. I'm not enamored at what the devil is doing. I'm in awe at what God is doing. Hallelujah. 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 And finally, we're going to pray these two things and then we're going to be done. Hold on. So, Father God, we pray for freedom against every action that was caused by offenses and everything that was said and done because of them. And we are praying in advance for this weekend. We renounce body markings and piercings, cuttings in the flesh, drinking, alcohol abuse, drug use, smoking, channeling, summoning, conjuring, readings, ancestral prayers, rituals, seances, necromancy, idolatry, promiscuity, fornication, adultery, and all of the acts of defiance brought about because of offense. I've learned while preparing this message that people just don't decide to sin and be sinful. They do it because something happened to them. Yeah. Yeah. You got a tattoo because something happened to you. Whether it was emotional, mental, something. Smoking, drinking, fornication, all of it. It's a reaction because something happened. And so we're praying for freedom against all of these actions. Amen. And because of these actions, things happen to the folks' bodies. So we're going to pray healing from all diseases, sicknesses, ailments, bodily malfunctions, reproductive issues, fibroids, tumors, cysts, cancers, prostate issues, migraines, tinnitus, Tourette's, fainting spells, dizziness, insomnia, racing thoughts, depression, anxiety, racing heartbeats, gluttony, and any other illness that is linked to carrying aught or offense against others in our bodies. We pray for total healing and deliverance on Saturday and Sunday in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 We ain't carrying nothing into the promised land. Amen. Look at somebody and say, I'm not dying in the wilderness. I'm going in the promised land. So that means I got to let go of everything to make my load lighter. I'm not carrying no issue. I'm not carrying no offense. I'm not carrying it. I'm not carrying aught. I'm not giving the devil nothing to work through. Amen. Amen. Amen.